This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
We'll get started. I want to welcome everyone to the mindfulness meditation that we hold Thursday, 12:30 Pacific time, but different times for those of you in different places. And very happy to be here with all of you in collaboration with the Hammer Museum and the Mindful Awareness Research Center. I'm Diana Winston, if we haven't yet met. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center. So quite happy to do this as usual and to just give us a place to come in the midst of our days to just get a little bit of peace for the moment, come back into ourselves, connect, and to practice mindfulness, paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So I am going to just make sure I'm spotlighted. But you know what, you're welcome to, as you do this meditation, you're welcome to not be on camera, be on camera. You're welcome to put on gallery view, whatever you feel is most supportive. There's no rules here. So we're here to practice mindfulness. And I'm interested in this theme of coolness because we're in the middle of a heat wave, a pretty strong heat wave that's happening here in Los Angeles right now. And so I was thinking about what kind of meditation is about coolness. And then I thought about the coolness, the cooling down the fires of our mind, right? That mindfulness, in a way, it's like this. It has this cooling ability when we get overheated, whether that's I can't say it will cool you down if you're really hot because it's a hot day for a lot of us, but when our mind gets overheated, when we get lost in the midst of a lot of difficult thoughts and emotions, a lot of reactivity, we can bring mindfulness to cool us down, to come to a place of more ease and well-being, even in the midst of these difficult emotions. So reactivity is reacting, is acting out of our habitual patterns without consciousness. And we do this all the time. And I know since we've been home, I certainly have acted out quite a bit. I've noticed myself, I get mad at my daughter more frequently, even from time to time, I get mad at my dog. I react, I get really frustrated and it's like I heat up. And so when I do this, if I can remember to bring mindfulness and be with the experience that's happening in my body, allow the emotions to be here, not to stop them or to repress in any way, but just to be present and to hold myself in a space of kindness and awareness, there's often a cooling that can happen. So the reactivity is when we react and we act out of our habitual patterns without consciousness. Responsivity is when there is more awareness, when there's a place for a pause, for some reflection, or maybe acting differently. So when my daughter broke a glass the other day, and it was one of our favorite glasses, and of course it was a total accident, but I could just feel the heat, right? The heat rising. You broke the glass. What happened? Why? And then pausing and noticing the irritation, taking a breath, feeling my body, calming down, cooling these fires, these flames. And as I cooled down, I could then act in an appropriate way with her. It was not a big deal. It was just a glass. And we worked to clean it up together. And I was in a more connected space with her. So today we're going to practice mindfulness in the spirit of coolness. And for those of you who came in later, because it's a very, very hot day here in Los Angeles. Okay, so let's begin by settling back into a way that's comfortable. And you're all seated in different places in your homes, and some of you are in couches and chairs, some of you are seated on the floor on a cushion, some of you may even be standing, and some of you are in bed. And that is absolutely fine, whatever works for you. If you're lying down, maybe being propped up a little bit so that you can don't get too sleepy. And please to pay attention to your body and what is available for you to do with whatever limitations we have. And we can start with a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, just allowing yourself to settle more fully into yourself, into this room. Coming into your body and mind. And just seeing what's here. Just checking it out, like what's happening in this moment. And as we notice our body, what do you notice? Do you notice heaviness, lightness, warmth, heat? Maybe there's a lot of heat. What does that feel like? Where do you notice that in your body? Just let whatever is here. There may not be, maybe you're not hot, maybe it's cool. Wherever you are, you might be cold. Maybe there's tingling or vibration, hardness, softness. Discomfort, comfort. Really notice your body as it is. And feel your feet on the ground, or feel some way in which you can feel connected to the ground. Maybe it's furniture that's holding you, supporting you. If you can feel held and supported by the earth below us, no matter how many stories above the ground you are. Notice if your stomach is clenching or tight in any way. So if you can take a deeper breath in towards your stomach area if you wish. And just allowing it to soften. And notice how I'm feeling in this moment. So my body may be hot, it may not be hot. Is my mind heated? Is there activity, heat activity? Am I lost in the midst of strong emotions? Maybe there's something that's been happening today. There's irritation or frustration or anger, sadness, anxiety. And maybe there's nothing in particular. Maybe you're feeling peaceful, not any kind of emotion. Just allowing whatever is here to be here. Making room for whatever you find. You could even sense what's going on in your mind. Is your mind full of lots of thoughts? Is it sleepy? Is it restless? Does it just feel right here, ready to go, ready to be here? Just to acknowledge, sense, wow, I'm really caught on this particular thought. Okay, just notice. Noticing whatever is here. And let's turn our attention to the sounds around us. The sounds that may be coming and going. I've tried to fix a sound in my audio. Noticing if there's sounds coming and going. And the sound, sometimes when we hear them, we have a reaction inside. I like this. I don't like this. What is it? curious about it. See if you can listen to the sound. Maybe noticing the reaction, but then turning your attention to the act of listening. And now dropping your attention into your body, making contact with wherever you notice your breath in your body. Let your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. Can you feel your breath in your abdomen rising and falling? Or your chest expanding and contracting? Or the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, movement? Let's focus on something to bring our attention back to over and over. This can be your breath in your abdomen or chest or nose, or it could be the sounds, the listening to sounds. Some people even use their hands or the feet, the changing sensation in their hands or feet, as their main focus, as the thing they always return to. So choose whatever is the clearest or the easiest. If you can't decide, they all work equally well. So just pick something, your breath, the sounds, or even the changing sensations in your hands or feet. And let's go keep our attention here, wherever you've chosen. Breath after breath, or sound after sound, or sensation after sensation. One breath ends, the next breath begins. And as you do this, you might find that your attention starts to wander. Start thinking about all sorts of things, including some of the fiery things that may be happening in your life, the hot, the heat, the things that are causing heat. And just want to acknowledge that there's a lot going on right now, as always. When you notice your attention gets pulled into something, there'll be a moment where you recognize that. And that is a moment of mindfulness. It's a powerful moment. It's kind of waking up from being lost in the thought or the story or the emotion. And we can say a soft word in our mind, like thinking or wandering, and then gently redirect our attention right back. Redirect our attention right back to our main focus. And we just keep coming back again and again. For those of you with more experience, you know that when other things become predominant, body sensations, emotions, sounds, memories, you can acknowledge that. You can sense or feel them if they're not in the background, if they're really obvious to you. Then return to your main focus. Sometimes we just track our experience from moment to moment. Aware of this, and then this, and this. If your attention is really present to that degree, and you're just able to be with whatever unfolds, just see what happens moment after moment. So let's try this in silence, and I just encourage you, if some of the things that have caused heat in your life emerge during this meditation, just acknowledge, notice how you're feeling in your body, and just bring some awareness to it and take some breaths and see if we can cool down a little bit, just a little bit. And I'll guide you in that towards the end of the meditation. So let's go into silence right now. As we continue meditating, just want you to notice what's happening in your body, your emotions, your mind. And notice if there's heat in your body. Maybe you're hot. So just allowing that to be here. Notice, where do you experience the heat? Burning sensation, heaviness, hot, just feeling it, letting it be here. We can bring our mindfulness to the ways that we're experiencing heat. Mindfulness gives us the capacity to hold whatever is happening in life. So bring your attention now to a place you feel supported in your body. Maybe your feet or your hands, maybe some other part of your body, your breath. Just find some solidity, some support. If there's nothing in your body that feels that way, you might open your eyes and see something in front of you or out the window that feels really soothing, calming, cooling. And now notice if there's something going on in your life right now where there's a lot of, it's just hot, it's charged, there's heat, maybe there's an emotion. You don't have to pick the hardest thing in your life, but I've been so upset at my family member today, or I'm angry about this, or I'm fearful. And as you bring this to mind, notice what happens. Notice what happens in your body. And just breathe. And bring your attention now back to your hands or feet or that place that feels solid to you. And just rest here for a moment. Soften, release your belly if it's clenched. And now remind yourself of whatever the strong thing is. And just a little bit. We're not bringing a very intense thing here, but just a little bit. And notice what you feel in your body. Burning in my chest, tightness in my belly, heat in my face. Allowing it to be here and breathing. And breathe some more and just let yourself breathe if that's possible, or feel your feet on the ground and notice the heat. And ask yourself, is there something I need to know or say to myself that might be useful about this? It's like, it's perfectly understandable I'm feeling this way, or I will get through this, or it's not their fault. What words would be helpful to bring in some cooling, some softening? Say them now, you can know. And let's bring some kindness to ourselves. As we imagine bringing kindness to ourselves, see if you can imagine it. If you're in one of these places right now, it's very hot, and there are a lot of them. You can imagine cool, loving kindness. What would that be? Sending a cool, not disinterested cool, but like a, for those of us who are really hot, imagine an ice pack of loving kindness on us, or whatever you want. Or just imagine someone who cares about you offering some kindness in this moment. May I find ease and well-being. May the heat inside me cool so I can have more spaciousness, more well-being, more responsiveness rather than reactivity. And may all of us everywhere experience the cool reduction of the heat of our difficulties. Sorry if I went overboard with the heat theme today. It's just very hot in Los Angeles and in many places around the United States. And I don't know about other countries, but it's a hot week. We can talk about this at another time, but when anger arises, it's not that there's necessarily something wrong, or it's a problem that we're angry and that we're heated up, because sometimes that anger is connected to a clarity around injustice and that action needs to take place. So just to keep that in mind, and we can maybe do this in a future session. So I'd like to thank you all for your attention here and for our time together. Couple of small details, which are that please check out our UCLA website. Maybe someone could type that in. UCLAhealth.org/mark, and see what our upcoming programs and events. We have a lot of classes that will be starting in September. And I'll be leading some things. Here, I'm going to type it in. Okay. I'm going to be leading a number of different events coming up in the fall, as well as many of our wonderful teachers at the Mark Center. We meet here every Thursday. We have an app, UCLA Mindful app, and please feel free to check it out. All of these are rebroadcast on that. And I will stay for a little while if there are questions. Next week, there will be another guest. I'll be gone for a little bit, but I'll be back on a regular basis after that, okay? So we will be meeting just with another person. It's lovely to be all with you. And if you wanna stay because you have some questions, I'll stay for about 10 minutes today. Okay, thank you. Glad you feel cooler.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's mark.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.